Okay, this is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm. If they happen to get a second date, they'll hook them up with $100. All right, who do we have on the line this morning?
Yeah, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, well, I'm not too good. I've been here in the house with my fiance for about a week. She's not speaking to me.
Damn, why not?
Well, she has a child outside of us. It's my stepchild. And he was acting up in school, so I got the call. I went to pick him up, and I disciplined him.
And by disciplined, you mean how? What type?
I physically disciplined him. Just kind of popped him up a little bit.
Well, I'm guessing your fiance is having an issue with it.
I only feel bad because she's not speaking.
Right, right.
The whole thing about the situation is, you know, if I'm going to be the man of the house, I need to set some type of precedence here, you know.
But Anthony, I understand that 100%, but have you and your fiance, what's her name?
Casey.
Have you and Casey spoken about how you all are going to discipline the child before, of course, you did discipline him?
Not really. I don't know if she likes me to discipline her son.
Okay. Well, you know what? Before we go further, I want to get her on the line so that you guys can both be questioned at the same time. We understand where you went wrong. And I want to see, you know, how she feels about it.
We ain't wrong.
You want us? I mean, if that's what, you know, we'll talk about it. So, should we call her?
Yeah, you can give her a call.
Yeah, we're going to try to get you guys back speaking to each other. Give us a second. We're going to talk to her about the situation first. And then when we cue you in, you can come on in and say your piece. All right?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so honestly, if we get Casey on the phone and she say he done beat him upside the head and this and this and this, I can't imagine it's all over a whooping.
We call him defect.
We're going to have to do something. But okay. It's something he's not telling us.
Let's see.
Hi, it's Casey. Who's speaking?
Hey, Casey. Good morning. It's the Streets Morning Takeover. Streets 94.5, Young Jock, Mo Quick, Shawty Shawty.
Hi.
We wanted to know if you have a moment to speak with us.
What's going on?
Okay. There's a situation where a guy called us. He says he's your fiance. His name is Anthony. And Anthony says that you all are not speaking, even though y'all live together.
We're not.
Do you want to explain your side?
I mean, there is no side of the story. I told him he cannot discipline my child. We could have set him down, but yet he went about himself to beat my child. I appreciate him being there for him, but beating him, that's just a no.
Well, then it marks.
Yeah, was he bleeding or was he
whipped
extremely sore? Like, how
it
extreme
was? It doesn't matter because I don't beat him. I don't beat him at all. That's just one thing I don't do. I don't beat my kids.
Wow. Whoa, Anthony. Okay, well, Anthony was supposed to wait. Seems like he's got a lot to say. Casey, Anthony on the line.
Well,
I mean, there's nothing to say. I already told you.
Well, listen, Casey. And like I've been trying to tell you in the house, he's running aloof and it's gotten out of control.
Wow.
Yeah. It's long overdue.
So Casey, I have to ask you a question. Anthony here believes that your son needs more discipline than, I don't know, what do you do to discipline him when he's being...
I mean, I'm appalled. He get time out. I put him in a corner whenever he's bad.
Anthony,
I think that's good enough.
How old is he?
He's 7.
You need to understand, Casey, that either you're going to allow discipline or the streets and the police are going to discipline him. And what you need to understand is the world is going to be 1,000 times harder than I could ever be. He's going to grow out of control.
So why can't we get him to understand that verbally instead of physically?
Because sometimes verbal doesn't work.
And I can't even do it, to be honest, because every time I even think about it, I just can't even imagine my child getting beat or whooped or whatever you want to call it, because that's just one rule that I had from the very beginning. I would never put my hands on my child. So
why would I allow put your hands on your child, but the police and the streets will.
Oh, Lord.
Tell me how you're going to stop
that. Why are you even thinking like that?
Because he's out of control. You need to understand that he's out of control. He cannot do everything that he wants to do.
yes, he's a boy, and that's why when you look in the prison system, they're all black boys in there. Wake up.
Well, that's one place my child won't go. He's a boy.
Right.
Wow.
And I'm sure all the mothers with children in prison said the same thing.
But, you know, honestly, if you put your hands on my child one more time, we can't be together.
Okay, well, this is not what we wanted. Hopefully, you guys have better dialogue. Hopefully, you can communicate how you're going to be a family and, you know, raise your children.
I don't want my child getting beat, and that's that.
Y'all gonna have to talk about this. I really hate that you're talking about now breaking up, but
I said what I said, so it is what it is. Take it or leave
okay,
it.
All right, all right. Well, good, thank you, guys. We appreciate your call, Anthony. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. I hope that you all are able to work this out in a more mature way. Unfortunately, since neither of you are able to come to terms, neither of you are going to get this $100 brought to you by 1-800 Bethune Law Firm.
$100?
Girl.
But y'all will be picking up the phones and calling because I see the lines going crazy already. If you don't know the number, it's 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. But I'm one in the streets, the streets 945.